Okay, now we need to think of a fun, witty opener that we normally do for these episodes.
Hey, remember when we did cocaine in New York? That's kind of what this movie today was like.
That's it. Yeah, Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it was a relevant opening. That's a good one. That's not a good one to start on.
I guess if you want to say that, we can just say... I thought that was the theme song one. They're both yellow. Don't get mad at me. Everything's color coordinated on this stupid soundboard, and I picked the only other yellow one. Anyways, this is the theme song.
No, that's the new theme song. That's the new theme song.
It's just the air horn. Uh-huh. Jackson, thank you for the opening. It was witty. Yeah. It was clever. And just as always, it's what you expect when you listen to Roomies Talking Movies. Thank you so much, Jackson, for not talking through the theme song this time. Although you weren't the problem the last time. Kim got mad at me for messing up the thing and then proceeded to talk through it the second time.
Yeah.
Which is what we call comedy here. But we're back this week to talk about Cocaine Bear and the damages that cocaine can do to your brain and has done. Camden?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, man. Ooh, you got to slow down.
What are we doing again?
But before we talk about Cocaine Bear, we got a heaping pile of news to jump through. So first of all, we're going to get into S-Cubed, as you wanted to rename it.
I think we should change the name every
week. So Jackson, what do you want it this week?
It's just because like a snake.
Well, to our famous segment, we have sequels, spinoffs, and stops. I'm going to jump into some sequels, and we're going to get into the rest of this, okay?
Okay.
So first of all, The Mandalorian Season 4 has already been written.
Which great. Is,
I feel like I love it's that. Been written for
you
years.
Know we also heard about that?
Yeah.
They don't have an ending planned.
Yeah. We'll just keep doing it forever. And you're like, that's comforting
to
know.
That's not a good show plan.
It's good to know that they're not like, it ends at season 5. But it's also weird that they're like, we can just keep milking this if we want. And you're like,
And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's
no,
they're definitely going to do that.
You think we can put Luke in season 3? And they're like, but it doesn't really fit with this story.
But we're doing it anyway.
What if Luke showed up in season 3 also? The Batman Part 2 begins filming in November. Jackson, exciting. I saw that you got picked up for Goon number 4 for the Penguin.
I am goon number 4. Actually, they taught me how to do a cool move. I try and kick with my right leg.
Yeah.
But then I get punched by Batman, so I fall down. Yeah, that's my role.
So all you do is cool like lift move. Your leg up?
You just go,
yeah, I go.
So you do the very, very lame version of like a drop kick.
It's not lame.
Stop. That's so
dude,
hurtful.
Dude, this is really the biggest cool role of my life.
In Hollywood for this.
Yeah.
You did a really cool God. Version of
they
a drop kick.
I have my own choreographer, all right? I'm kind of a big deal.
A big deal. Well, I'm very excited for your future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next, we have Venom 3 in pre-production. Andrew Garfield's in this one, right?
Yeah.
No.
A post-credit scene.
A post-credit scene?
Yeah.
You don't think that he'd be a part of this?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure that this is Tom Hardy's last Venom movie.
Yeah, I think they're stupid. So I think they're going to go, let's just include him in the post-credit scene. Just a little tease. Yeah, we're going to wait a little bit longer and everyone's going to go, this is the dumbest thing.
I think the post-credit scene will be the Kraven the Hunter 2. Because remember, Kraven the Hunter is coming out this year.
This year?
This year.
Why have we heard nothing about it?
Because it's a Sony project.
What do you mean? It sounds like you have something against Sony.
No, it's just
something like a little personal.
He's like, it's a
Sony project. And that means that Morbius, the best movie of last year, Venom 2, surprisingly better than Venom 1.
Did you guys know Morbius is our most watched video so far?
Really?
On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah.
That's like almost 500 views.
Good job.
Wow. Yeah. That's
thanks,
impressive.
Guys.
Thanks, Morbius.
Watch this one, too.
Eternals and Shang-Chi have reportedly been added to Marvel Studios' production calendar, which is exciting. Those little sequels for those. For
we've
the
already
sequels.
Seen those.
The yeah. Sequels, right?
For the sequels. It's in the sequels section. I thought you guys could piece it together.
Okay, but you specified the other ones. It's fine. We don't need to get into it right now. We're having marital problems.
Yeah, all three of us. This throuple is not working out. And finally, House of the Dragon is likely to return in 2024. In like a recent interview, they're like, when can we expect it? And they're like, when do you expect it to come back? And they're like, oh, maybe 2024. We were thinking that.
Did they really?
It was like something like, you can expect it probably next. Like, it was a very, like, I don't expect them not to have something in 2024. Like, you could probably expect it in 2024. Like, that's something we could set our sights to. Mm-hmm. For some spinoffs, Jackson, I know how much you love the horror franchise It.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the clown's name?
Pennywise.
Wow.
See, they named him that. It's a really, like, blink and you'll miss it. Very subtle thing. They named him that because he doesn't spend money. He's very penny wise.
I love Jackson.
Hold on, where's the
eye? Because he's a murder clown from hell. He has no use for money. That's like I'm kind finding, of the subtlety man, of
there's
it.
There's three pages.
Thank there you. Go.
Good
thank
job,
you.
Jackson. Yeah.
Gotta be ready, man.
There's got, I got gotta it. There's got to be one page. There's too many already. One page. But on stops, Jackson, I also know how much you love the band The Gorillaz.
Wait, no. We didn't even talk about the spinoff.
Welcome to Derry.
Oh, yeah, it's Welcome to Derry.
It's called Welcome to Derry. And HBO Max has ordered it. I like that word because it paints like a picture in my head where they're like, I'll have the Pennywise prequel series.
Welcome to Derry.
what shall we call it? Welcome to Derry.
Some guy was really craving milk that day. He was like, what if we call it Welcome to Derry?
You guys know that's the hometown, right? Like, that's the name of it. It's been called Derry. It's not
cow's milk.
Okay, I'm talking to two separate kind of milk? Wolves. We are not doing this milk. Right now.
From which animal? Which teat
do you prefer? Almond milk. That's my favorite animal
the
milk.
The teat of the almond.
I love the almond.
You squeeze an almond enough, some milk comes out. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned.
That's what I didn't learn until just now.
Really?
Stops.
Stops. How did you? Dude, stops. Come
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Stops.
I just want to know how he thought almond milk stops. Was made if it's not from squeezing them.
And water.
They milked them?
And
caressing
water.
Them gently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And water.
And water.
Jackson, I know how much you love Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz movie's been canceled, Camden. We'll no longer get good music.
No, I don't think those two things correlate.
Oh, okay.
But it got canceled for whatever reason by Netflix. I remember that quote that they said a few months ago that we talked about when they're like, we only canceling shows that like no one cared about or had bad reviews. And you're like, I don't think that's true.
It's also a little offensive to the shows that are like, oh, we got canceled.
Yeah. They're like, we just canceled the shows that like weren't successful and weren't
we just canceled
good.
The shows that we didn't like. And then they get the notice in the mail and they're like, oh, man.
Netflix doesn't like us. Oh, but that's not all, Jackson. I know how much of a dune head you are, Camden.
They call me a dooner. I don't know why.
What?
Why do they call you that?
Because I'm such a big Dune fan.
Wow. That's a weird thing.
It's a
to
weird
call
fan
you.
Name.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't really like that name in high school, but
Dune, the Sisterhood. There's no way you were a fan of Dune in high school. No way.
I didn't even know Dune existed until the movie came
okay,
out.
But that's
and now
also
I wish
not
it
true.
Hadn't existed. No, I genuinely didn't know it was a thing.
You're speaking in insane absolutes.
No, you guys were literally like, don't you remember? I was like, wouldn't it be funny like if Dune came out before Star Wars? And then you guys were like, it did. And then I was like, what? Because I didn't know. I didn't know anything about Dune.
Well,
I didn't know
Dune.
Anyone
know
knew anything about Dune.
Well, now you're Dune.
But guess what? The Sisterhood production is on.
So the Sisterhood,
production is on hold at HBO Max after the director, star, and co-showrunner have exited the series.
Which is like
that's
a good
of
chunk
people
of people in one go.
That's like a lot of them, especially the star.
What if they're the same person, the director who also starred and co-showran?
The
that's
only
not that
you know, there's only one actor who can direct the show, star in it, and co-showrun it.
Three,
Timothy two, Chalamet.
Dwayne the
No. It's Ben Affleck.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
You know.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. And finally, Succession is ending after season 4.
Oh, wow. We're seceding.
Like
no, it's Succession, Danon. Say that with me. Succession.
Eat shit, Jackson. I hit the wrong button. But that's it for us. Jackson's new title
Succession.
For this one.
It is not Secession.
Succession.
There you go, bud.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Which states should secede?
Welcome to Secession, the prequel to Succession, where it's in the Civil War and we are touching
no, like,
over everything
but
lightly.
Like, but like, right, we want to add Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep the stars even on the flag.
Yeah. We get,
of course.
I think we get rid of New Mexico.
Kansas.
Now, why are we getting rid of New
now
Mexico?
Now, that one's in the middle.
Arkansas.
Now, that one I'm
one.
On board.
Yeah.
I think it's easier if we stick with someone on the coast, though, because think about the map.
Let's get rid of California.
Yep.
We get rid of California?
Let
I
us,
don't see a problem with
let's
that.
Let's just let us figure
I have
it out.
No relation to California.
I don't live in California. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by San Diego State University. let's jump into some news.
Let's.
Jackson, Avatar 2 is doing good. Sorry.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I love Avatar.
Oh, that's woo! Good.
I thought, oh.
Oh, well, that's good. Avatar, The Way of Water is now the third biggest movie of all time behind Avatar and
Avengers Endgame.
I think so. But Avatar, then Endgame, then Way of Water, right?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure Endgame beat out.
But then Avatar. I thought they re-released Avatar.
Re-released
did they?
Yes, they released
pretty it. Like, sure. I hate James Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. But regardless, we call that the Avatar sandwich. Those three movies.
Avatamwich.
Avatamwich.
I'm sorry, that's nothing.
The Panini Torah. Because Pandora and then a Panini. Pandanini? Why is it
Panini Torah, though? Shouldn't it be Panini Dora?
Panini Dora.
But that just sounds like Dora the Explorer. Why is this something that came up,
though? Pandanini.
Pandanini.
Avatar.
Perfect thing, though, isn't it?
Sell it to James Cameron. Patent it. Be like, hey, we have an idea for a sandwich.
Speaking of James Jackson.
James Gunn has confirmed he was hired to write Superman Legacy over 6 months before the release of Black Adam. Now, that was really hard to read because there is a giant light blocking my view. So my eyesight is like deteriorating as I read that.
Don't look at the screen until it's your turn.
That's literally the plan.
That's yep. So funny too, because when you started, you read the news bit so slowly.
James Gunn.
And then you're like, yeah, that's the news bit. I'm going to continue with it. But yeah, so when people were like, why'd you cancel? They really just messed with our boy Henry Cavill a lot. Because The Rock's like, yeah, we got you back on. And he's like, and then DC's like, yeah, you can announce your return. And then immediately afterwards, James Gunn is like, what am I writing?
For 6 months.
Yeah, so Henry Cavill's a Superman? No, it's like a younger Superman. So who am I writing this for?
Yeah.
But now he's running everything. So he's like, yeah, I meant to do that on purpose. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll ever see Henry Cavill again?
No, I think he died.
Ever again?
Never again?
Oh, man.
I hope so.
I think he'll be in something.
You know what he could be in? The Super Mario Brothers movie.
He could be.
The premiere of that movie has been pushed up from April 7th to April 5th. Yeah. The runtime, get this, 92 minutes.
Oh, for this movie.
We love our short movies, fellas.
For 1992 when Mario came out. Don't look at when it came out. It didn't come out in 1992. But that's cool that happened. You know what? What really tickles me angry,
what?
Gents?
What?
This movie could have come out next week on Friday, March 10th. That's literally Mario Day.
Yeah, we were like, it's Mario Day, but they're doing it a month later.
If they can move it up 2 days, they can move it up a month.
Yes.
Well, okay. What I'm thinking is, what if they just released it?
Yeah.
How unfinished at this point do you think the movie is? I think that's kind of the question I'm building towards.
I think they're waiting until April 1st to get a response back on Chris Pratt's Mario voice. So then that whole week leading up to April 5th, he's re-recording every line.
I see.
No. They have it all animated out. Oh. They just got to re-record his lines right before it. So some of those scenes are really dubbed over. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Mario, you found me. That's all right, my brother Luigi. And like the mouth is like not moving.
At
to the
premiere, he's just like live recording the new lines.
Whoa. He's got the script.
It's really out of sync.
Is that a good take? Okay, cool. Still talking to the microphone. I'm so excited for this movie. It's going to be a great way to come back after spring break. Mm-hmm. John Favreau, let's talk about The Mandalorian. I didn't think of a segue quick enough.
Can you keep it below? Because the light's at the top and I just can't see.
A little below.
Yeah. Thank you. Just keep it like in the middle there. I'll appreciate
that. You can see that so much better.
I can see it. Yeah, I think you guys have no issue.
What are you doing, dude? We haven't even got that far.
Okay.
It's not going to make sense to anyone.
It's not going to make sense to anyone because you two just got mad at where I put the script on the screen, which we don't have. We're not scripted.
I like genuinely can't see it if it's at the top.
Is this good now, Jackson?
Yes. Yeah, that was my point.
Terrible eyesight work now.
That has nothing to do with my eyesight. It has everything to do with the giant light that is in the way of the screen.
Take off the glasses and read this next news.
I will be able to. I'll do my best.
It's not your turn yet.
We'll see.
It's not your turn yet. It's not your turn yet.
I did that awesome segue for John Favreau. So
you can do the next one. You can do the next one because that's the one you want to talk about.
Jackson, you have really pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Jackson, I want to kiss your eyeballs.
Okay, that's
no.
It's just on them.
Let's talk about John Favreau.
Great segue.
Talk about John Favreau.
John Favreau updated the timeline of The Mandalorian. Season 1 and 2 take place over a few years. And you're like, okay, I can kind of see that. And then this is where the curveball, this is where the timeline gets real iffy. Apparently, Grogu was training with Luke for 2 years before reuniting with Mando in the Book of Boba Fett. What?
2 years.
2 years.
You think Grogu is a Jedi now?
You saw the Book of Boba Fett, right? Like, you know he left. Like, that was the whole reason they were in that series.
Yep.
So your question of if he's a Jedi.
It's a valid question, though.
No, he could be. He could be. So
I don't think
2 years is enough.
I think so, if you're good at it.
Well, I mean, he was one for like 50 before that.
Yeah.
You know?
Does that make him a really good student or a really bad student?
Maybe Luke was just more like his therapist, just like trying to get through his trauma so he could have his powers again.
Didn't do that good of a job, I think.
I don't know. It's airing right now. Have you seen the first episode yet?
No, not yet. But I know there's a surprise cameo that we cannot miss.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
He's just in the trailer. It's Babu Frick.
Oh. I was sitting here like, did I miss something really important? It's Babu Frick and company, let me tell you.
No way.
Yeah.
And they company? Got Moon Knight?
They got Moon Knight. Or
whatever his name was.
No.
It's me, Moon Knight, or the pilot guy.
But just says that. To answer your question, Jackson, in the first episode, Grogu, he's using the Force a lot. So
those 2 years
really paid off.
Did something.
Really paid off. He forces candy to his hand, and it looks bad because
it looks
they
bad.
Stopped they went away from like the animated like CGI'd force, so now it looks less elegant and it just looks like the candy just gained sentience and crawled towards his hand.
That's good like a good mighty stuff. Bean.
Yeah, it's like how they would do it in the originals.
I'll ask this knowing the answer. Does it feel like the Mandalorian is like apparently 5 years long so far? It
feels like everything's been
like two months.
Weeks. Yeah.
Well, because the way that I have no,
days, really.
The first season was definitely two, like a full week. That's it. Because it was nonstop. We got to get the kid to this guy. And the Moff Gideon shows up and then they escape. But that wasn't like, man, that was a crazy 3 weeks. That was like a day.
Yeah.
Maybe season two was where all the time took over, but it didn't feel like every episode was like, here's a 4 week gap.
Right, right.
So does that mean that the Book of Boba Fett takes place 2 years after Mandalorian season two?
But at the end of Mandalorian season two,
he's already in charge.
Well, I guess that's a post credit scene though. So yeah, it could take place at any time. But why would he wait 2 years to go do it?
What was he doing within those 2 years? That's not what the show didn't tell us.
They're just vibing around.
He's just chilling. He's a cool guy.
On what do they call a ship now? Fire.
Fire spray.
Fire. No.
Spitfire.
Spitfire.
Spit roast. Shish kebab. Do not look up the Lego set of Boba Fett's old starship.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Unless you look at the most recent one where it's called Boba Fett Starship.
Boba Fett Fire something.
No, it's the Lego set's called the Boba Fett Starship. And I was like, that sucks.
All right, Jackson.
All right. Speaking of being able to read things.
There we go. What?
I can't read that.
Can you try?
Wait, really?
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I remember a bit of what the news bit is, so I can tell you what I remember. But I genuinely cannot read it. Okay,
Can you read that?
Can you read that?
Pokemon Detective Pikachu 2
yeah.
okay, may have found its director in Jonathan Krizel?
Yes.
Yes, nice.
What does that next word say?
Portlandia. He was the creator of Portlandia and Basket.
Portlandia and Basket co-creator.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, I need to squint really hard to even see that.
All right, next bit. I read the news bit with your glasses.
You want to read the news bit? Okay, they're a little.
Let's talk about Detective Pikachu a bit, though.
That's cool because we watched it.
We watched Detective Pikachu, and we were like, "Wow, this is a really good movie. This is peak cinema right here."
Well, no,
it makes sense that the Detective Pikachu was his dad.
Yes,
that we said.
That's why Ryan Reynolds was the Pikachu.
That's why the Pikachu could talk.
You weren't even going to attempt to do it.
It's no, I'll just be able to read it. It's not.
Oh, so your eyesight also sucks.
No. His just aren't as bad. He's faking it.
I'm not faking it.
He's faking his vision for attention.
I'll read it. I'll read it all the way.
I'd love to see you.
I read most of it.
I'd love to see your transition to this one from Detective Pikachu into this next news bin.
Speaking of famous actors such as Ryan Reynolds, Steven Yeun has been cast in the MCU's Thunderbolts. I'm not even reading it. In a significant role, not just for the film, but the MCU moving forward.
He's going to play Invincible.
Close.
Close.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So the rumor is that he's going to be playing the quote-unquote bad guy of the Thunderbolts. Because the thing is that they're supposed to be... The rumor is that like they're trying to get stuff from Wakanda, Vibranium and all that. And that they're trying to get this experiment, Sentry, which in the comics is just this dude who's like Superman, Goku level strength. They're just like... They describe him as one punch is the power of 1,000 exploding suns. I'm like, who measured that? Someone went, that was about 1,000 exploding suns that you just threw in my head. That was a solid right hook.
How is the Earth not destroyed his punch is,
No, like it's a bit overdramatized, but.
Let's just calm down with that.
He's got long yellow hair in the comics. So what people were like suggesting if Steven Yeun is this, which I thought that is a very cool idea, is that he keeps his black hair, but when he powers up, they pretty much do the first version of like a Super Saiyan in live action where his hair goes yellow and he was. I'm like, that's actually a really cool idea. And I think that'd be interesting. You know who probably would be on the Thunderbolts if he didn't get stabbed in Black Panther 1? Killmonger.
Yep.
Yep.
Felt like that they could have done something.
Waste of a character. Well, not a waste of a character, just like bad ending.
Yeah, especially Michael B.B.
Michael B.B. Jordan.
Michael B.B. Jordan. Speaking of Marvel, and then you could do that for pretty much the rest of these transitions. Jeff Loveless has confirmed that Namor will return in Kang Dynasty. If you haven't known, Jeff Loveless is the writer of Quantumania, as well as Kang Dynasty. So, you know, it's going to be a big, weird, wild one. What I'm not a huge fan of is he's just like saying things. Mm-hmm. Not like spoiling it, but he's like, yeah, so these are who we're thinking for like the Avengers team. This guy's coming back. Don't worry. Yeah. General Ross will play a feature in this. And then recently he's like, Namor's coming back into this one too. And you're like, cool. Wow.
He confirmed Yelena.
Yeah. And I was confirmed. Like, well, does that mean that this is the next time we see him? Or will he be in other stuff and then in Kang Dynasty? Mm-hmm. So now that I know he's in this, I'm worried that we're not going to see Namor until Kang Dynasty, which is fine. But
well, I think that's the case because I think like the smaller characters like that, it'd be way more difficult to try and write this big ensemble movie if he has to take into consideration what they've been doing.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't like that someone like Namor, who's clearly established as a character of like, I want this thing, I'm going to go do it. It's just been like, and then Kang attacks. He's like, now I'll step in. Whereas like other characters like Thanos, you're like, yeah, what are they going to do? They just fart around. But Namor's coming
back. Thanos never farted once.
He never farted once.
Yeah, and
that's a shame.
No, it's a good thing, I think. Because if you saw that in a movie, you'd be like, this guy isn't serious. He's too whimsical.
He's too flatulent.
Yeah, and you wouldn't take him seriously.
No,
you
can't tell me. Farted.
Sorry. Is that you? That's a good Kang. Speaking of Marvel.
No, speaking of Namor.
What? That doesn't tie into this next news bit.
Oh, I skipped one. I'm so sorry. I'm going to skip to the next one because it does make sense with speaking of Namor. Mm-hmm. Disney may sell Hulu as a means to fully regain the rights to Incredible Hulk and Namor.
Speaking of Namor.
This is a rumor, though. Rumor alert.
Rumor alert.
Wee woo.
Hold on.
Use the rumor button.
No, rumor alert.
Try another one, though. Rumor alert.
David's not good at this.
Rumor alert.
I got it, Jackson. Don't worry about this.
Are you not going to look?
Rumor alert. What if you accidentally played the intro?
Yeah, we just stuck like.
Oh, man. I'm accidentally.
Don't do. No. Oh, man. We're not doing that. Rumor is that they might be doing that, which is, Disney would gamble that much money for two characters.
I don't think they would make that much money off of Hulu to begin with.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's already bundled in with their Disney Plus. I don't think people are going to cancel their Disney Plus subscriptions because they're losing Hulu.
Yeah.
I think they'll
What's be just on cool. Hulu that matters?
Not How much. I Met Your Mother.
That doesn't matter.
Not much. It's a good show.
I wish I knew what you liked.
You know so what else is a great show?
Yeah?
The Avengers, Rogers, the musical.
That wasn't a show.
It is now because it's coming to Disneyland's California Adventure this summer.
Get your tickets. $170.
No, you just got to be in the park.
No.
It's at the Hyperion over at like the end. Where
the Marvel character Hyperion?
Yep.
Cool.
I hate Danon so much.
The Borderlands Jackson. 2 company Hyperion?
I'm glad he stopped me. I was about to talk about how much I despise you.
I hate Danon.
I hate Danon too.
I tolerate him.
So back to Avengers, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I would have just preferred Aladdin the musical to come back to Disneyland. But sure, let's do the funny joke that was funny once in the 10 minutes.
In their defense,
Hawkeye.
It's like really butting into Marvel land over there.
Yeah.
So like, I think my guess is prediction time. They're expanding Marvelland all the way back to where like Monsters, Inc. is back there.
Are we going
to
lose Monsters, Inc.?
I think we might lose Monsters, Inc. eventually.
Oh, I don't even know what that ride's about.
It might go like right up until Monsters. It's about Monsters, Inc.
You go through it's a just the movie. Door.
Oh, it's one of those rides where you just watch the movie in the car. Much. I love the snow. No, not like that either. No, like, you know, the Snow White one, you like sit in the carriage and you're like, wait, and they just go through the movie.
I thought you meant like they put a screen up in the car and I was like, there's no like, ride like that.
Oh, so it's like when I'm on the train and they have the TVs on the screen, I watch the movie and then yep, I get out of the train.
I love that ride. It's such a good ride. But I think it's limited release, so it's probably only this summer. And then my guess is they're going to tear down the theater.
Yeah. Speaking of this summer. Mm-hmm. Deadpool's Karen Soni, also known as the taxi driver. What was his name? What was his name?
In Deadpool?
Yes.
I don't know. That was the only movie I could like recall a taxi driver though. So glad I picked up on that.
Well, the news bit says Deadpool's.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's why
I wasn't thinking of that.
What is it? It's gonna kill Jackson. Me.
I read the second half of that. I'm like, Spider-Man.
He's in other things. Speaking of this summer, he's the voice actor for Spider-Man India.
So did he get that gig because his last name is Sony?
Yes, I think so. I think so. But yeah. No, that's cool.
You think Sony?
They killed it with this cast, though. It's gonna be great. I don't know if it's gonna be as good as the Mario movie or the Garfield movie, but we'll see.
Are those the two sides of the
Well, coin? They both have Chris Pratt in it. So if Chris Pratt shows up in the Spider-Verse movie, 10 out of 10.
Can we do a 6 at most?
Can we do a Chris Pratt movie tier list?
Sure.
Just all of Chris Pratt's movies, we'll even if that. We haven't seen them.
Yeah.
We just go like, this one looks like a shit.
It's probably good. Yeah. Lego Movie 2, the first one was good. Move it up to S tier, not watching it. Speaking of not watching movies yet, it's time to jump into some trailers. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan and Wendy.
This looks bad.
Why does it look bad, Jackson?
Children. Okay. Child actors.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. Jackson's saying that he doesn't want to see a movie because of child actors. Thank you. Hold on. You can do this. Thank you.
Thanks.
I found the censor bar. I'm good.
The character who plays Wendy, they zoom in on her face a lot when they're doing the trailer. Mm-hmm. The face is the same every single time. I don't know if you guys saw that.
So was Catherine Newton in Ant-Man Quantumania.
I'm not saying she was good.
He's not saying Jackson, all child actors all you've been talking about bad.
For the past week is how good Catherine Newton was in Ant-Man
You wouldn't
and the Wasp
shut up.
Quantumania.
You called me in the shower.
It's so annoying.
And I said, you never called me in the shower.
Excuse me.
I sensed it.
Me.
I didn't think
is
about
that. Is that what it actually came out like?
Yeah. I think so.
Sorry, I said, excuse me.
So anyways, Peter
Pan and
Wendy. I
think we should rotate the soundboard weekly because this is too much.
I think I need to just go on the soundboard without knowing what any of the buttons do one week.
I think that's good.
We just don't have someone's mic the entire podcast because Jackson just muted them.
Jackson's messing with the levels the whole time.
No, I'd press the funny buttons. I wouldn't mess with the silly levers. All right?
Guys, it turned off.
Why is one labeled large robot and one labeled small robot?
Well, let's test that.
Oh, they're labeled?
Yeah, this is what it'll sound like if I was a
large robot.
Yeah, okay, so now we got it. And I'm assuming small robot is this one. Got it, I figured.
Small
it
robot. I wish you could make you large robot and me small robot.
No, that's playing with fire. Anyways, Peter Pan and Wendy. We'll see it, maybe.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
What is with the trend with these Disney movies and them going, okay, suck out all the color. There's no more color in these movies. They like grayscale everything. Like it's so dark.
Tinkerbell
like,
was like,
in it.
Was like, just,
you can't even see the green on her dress. Like it's so, I don't understand. Are night shots just better for CGI or like?
It's a metaphor for how Disney's sucking the life out of just everything they touch. Thank you. Yeah.
Can we get the audience in on this? Woo, Jackson. No. If you're going to do it, you got to do it, man. you can't just be on it sometimes and off others.
You're right.
Not to mention, speaking of off it sometimes. This movie looks bad.
I was more excited for this movie than Peter Pan
look,
and Wendy.
Okay, I agree with Danon, but I didn't think it looked like particularly great.
Nothing will top the Haunted Mansion Muppets movie that came out last
year. Oh, no, that was actually really good.
That was pretty good. Or the first Haunted Mansion movie. I think this one is doing a lot of ride elements.
Yeah.
And they're leaning really heavily into it. They didn't do that at all in the first one.
They also didn't do that in Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
And that made that movie suck.
Yeah.
This is true.
Too many Nazis in that movie.
A little too hard into it.
Why did we watch Jungle Cruise, by the way?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Next, we have Sisu, a movie that asks, you guys would watch anything if it's like John Wick, right?
Mm-hmm.
To which the answer is, yeah, you got me.
Yeah, so a guy, he's a gold miner.
Yes, he's an old Polish general.
Found a lot of gold.
Just want to get to a bank. 600 miles. Right. It was like 500 change. God, I just rounded up.
Kiss right now.
So an undisclosed amount, nearing like 500.
564 or something.
Okay, so 600. So mine wasn't ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Anyway, he's got to go to a bank to deposit all the gold because that's how banks work. Mm-hmm. But along the way, he's got to kill a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah.
Now I don't know about you all, but for me, as a red-blooded American, if I can watch a movie about Nazis dying, that's a good day.
They put that in the trailer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, one of the best ways to watch Nazis get destroyed or something. And it's like,
okay. That's a bold statement.
It's a bold statement.
I've seen a lot of Nazis get killed in movies.
In movies, not in real life. That happened a while ago.
I had no part in the killing of Nazis. Is there
any other movie villain that's just so universally like despised that you can just blow them up in trailers and people will be like, yeah, yeah.
I think probably like.
I also realized I said movie villain as if they were not real in real life.
And well, no, that's the fictitious not true. Nazis. The fake Nazis, not to be confused with the real Nazis.
But you know what I mean? Like, is there anything else in history that people use in movies like as a plot point like that?
I know the Blue Meanies from a cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google Thanos. An image. Of Blue Meanies.
Go ahead. You're Jamie, so pull it up, Jamie.
You're going to look at the Blue Meanies, and you're going to go, what are these?
Jamie, pull that up. Blue Meanies. Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie. Who? All right, man. This isn't much.
Yeah, I'd blow that guy up.
You'd blow that guy? Jackson, no, you got to watch your mouth.
He's from
here.
The Yellow Submarine.
People will cut things. What? And they'll take you out of context.
He was in from the Yellow Submarine, a music video from the Beatles.
Like the Beatles?
Pardon my French. I would f***ing kill that guy.
You did a bad job
you
of censoring yourself.
Every time. And then we have to go in and edit it out. And it doesn't make sense when it just goes boop, boop. It's stupid.
Anyway, CeCe looks fun. Jackson, you laugh at jokes sometimes.
Not often.
What happens if a story about a comedian's wild time in Russia gets even more
expanded
falsified?
Into a movie. Into a
We'd
movie.
Get a movie about,
what
about it.
The during machine. And after.
Called The Machine. There were not a lot of machines in this trailer. I'll tell you that.
Jackson, the bit is called The Machine.
He's called The Machine.
He's called The Machine because all he knows how to say in Russian is, I'm the machine. And so he goes, I'm the machine. And they all love him. And then he does crazy Russian stuff.
So they take that story. Who's a comedian again?
Bert Kreischer.
So that story that he tells.
Kreischer.
This take is this
all right, now.
The delayed response.
They had to think about it. They're like, I don't know about this one. Can we get a sound effect that goes, hmm.
Yeah.
And then you can either go, hmm, boo, or hmm, yeah.
We got to add a hmm in there. We also have to add all the Angry Birds.
All the Angry Birds sounds. Yeah, Jackson, we're going to add all the,
wah, yeah. Just to throw them in there instead of censors. I think that'll add to the show, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, it takes place afterwards because when he did all the Russianing, he stole something that he shouldn't have. And then this crazy Russian family is like, you took something from us and we want it back. So that he has to fly to Russia with his dad, Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill is his dad.
Yes.
Did you just say Mark Hamilton?
No, Mark Hamill.
Sounded like you said Mark Hamilton.
Star Wars, the Hamilton musical.
Star Wars, Hamilton musical. But yeah, that's his dad. And so they go through it and then they have some fun. And I mean, I say this all the time, but I think Mark Hamill makes this movie better.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Hamill would make every movie better.
Yes.
Bert Kreischer's acting looked pretty good.
Yeah. He looked like a comedian who knew how to act.
Yes. And not just a comedian thrown in a movie because he's a comedian.
You know who's a really good actor who's just also a really funny comedian?
Me?
Bill Burr.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's true, though.
What does he act in?
The Mandalorian.
He's been in The Mandalorian. He was in Breaking Bad. He's been in a couple of other things. F for Family.
That Pete Davidson movie, Staten Island King.
Yes.
That one's a good movie.
I thought it was Pursuit of Happiness.
No.
No. Staten Island. King of Staten Island.
King of Staten Island is what it is.
Staten Island King.
It's the same
thing. Well, no, the Staten Island King is the same that you will not be able to finish. And finally, we have a movie that no one asked for. Agent Elvis.
Mm. This?
Jackson, give us a synopsis.
Give you the synopsis. Mm-hmm. It's Elvis, but the United States government was like, you could be a spy, Elvis. And so he was.
He's like,
and there's a lot of explosions.
Yeah.
And people.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Cheadle, baby. This is going to be the greatest movie of all time.
Woo! Love you, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, word of the day, Jackson.
Success.
Mm.
Succeed.
Seed.
You guys ready to do some coke?
Yep.
Yep.
I had to clear my nose. Cocaine bear. What?
Hmm?
You said that you were going to...
do some cocaine.
No.
Yeah, that's what I said. You could go back and play it again.
Okay, I'll go back. But if I go back and I don't see... oh, no. He didn't say it. I'm good. So we're going to talk about Cocaine Bear now. The movie that follows a story that did happen and then just adds to it much more.
Okay, we should clarify. The first 30 seconds maybe happened in real life.
A bear did do cocaine.
No, basically, cocaine was lost. No? Yes. And they were like, it was never found.